You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.
I'm not quite sure where some of you are exactly at this present stage, but somewhere, maybe you are currently somewhere over here and you're in a position where you're still exchanging time for money. Maybe the last 18 months you found extremely difficult with the pandemic, moments of isolation, overwhelm, loss of confidence. Perhaps you're in a position where you're not earning the money that you want to earn. Maybe some of you, your businesses have suffered or your jobs have suffered. And you're now currently find yourself at a crossroads where you're looking to take that next step and actually be somewhere over here. Be in a position where you've got time freedom, financial freedom. You're becoming your own boss. You're creating a legacy for your futures, not just for you, but for your loved ones, your family members. And really get into a position where you never have to worry about money ever again. Does that sound good? Yes or no, guys?
Yes.
Well, would you agree that if this is where you are now, but this is where you want to go, that you need a new strategy? Yes or no, guys?
Yes.
And that's exactly what I'm here to share with you over the next 3 days. How to become professional property investors. It doesn't matter if you're brand new. It doesn't matter if you've done some property deals. We're going to show you a way of how to create multiple streams of income, how to get started fast, how to find the deals, how to fund those deals, the different property strategies, help you with business fundamentals, how to grow the property portfolio, what to say to agents, how to raise the joint venture funding. And it is in my expert opinion that with the current pandemic, with the way the property market is right now, we haven't seen a better time than in the last 10 years. Would you agree? Yes or no, guys?
Yes.
Yeah. And in fact, we've done some of our best property deals over the last 18 months. The property portfolio is strong. There's a lot of opportunity out there right now. And when you go through some type of pandemic or a crash or a recession, what it does, it opens up the doors. And yes, with every downside, there's going to be an upside. And it's about looking for the opportunity that is going to work in your area. The UK is a small island. They're not making any more land here. And we have, statistics will show us over hundreds of years that the UK is the strongest property market in the world. You can make big cash flow. You can make big lumps of cash. You can leverage a property business so you can do less and earn more and really start to create the lifestyle that you wish to create. Have you ever been in a situation where you thought you had it so licked, but in fact you had it so wrong? This is what happened. So let me just take you back to 2014. I was sitting in an office. It was dark, cold, raining outside. And I just moved back to the UK. I'd been traveling abroad for many, many years. I'd built up a big business overseas. And for a long time, I was a part-time amateur property investor. And I invested a serious amount of money into property. And what happened is I bought everything that you shouldn't buy, off plan, new builds, glossy brochures. I got sold to by really hot, sexy estate agents on the Costa del Sol. and I lost over 2 million euros. It was a really big pill to swallow. I felt deflated. I felt like I'd let my family down. 12 years, blood, sweat, and tears into this portfolio. And what happened? It wasn't that the game was wrong. It's just that the player wasn't playing it right. I had no education. I had no guidance. I was watching a bunch of YouTube videos, reading a few books, and watching bloody TV shows on property. And I thought I could become a professional property investor. However, April 2014, I'm back in the UK. I'm in my new office. I opened up a new office called Sprint Energy. I was really excited about this new venture. And I started to install solar panels and renewable energy products. And I'm a real big believer in renewable energy and, you know, trying to reduce CO2 emissions and doing our bit for the environment. And I decided that we were going to install the best products in the marketplace. And maybe you can relate to this, but I believe that if you're going to provide a service, if you're going to sell a product, make sure it's the best. Go above and beyond for your clients. The doors opened to my brand new office, 3,500 square foot. I was in my new suit. We had the mayor cut the ribbon. I opened the doors with 35 staff members. It was like a real buzz and I was really excited. I picked myself up after my property loss because as entrepreneurs, we just keep moving forward. And the company grew and it grew and it grew. And by the end of 2014, moving into 2015, I had over 115 staff members working for me. We were providing a great product. There was a real buzz in the office. You can imagine 3,500 square foot. I had energy assessors going out into houses and businesses. I had the dartboards, the punch bag, the play your cards right. And I was really proud of that business. And we were providing the best energy solutions anywhere in the UK. Fast forward to July 2015. I remember it like it was yesterday. If you can think of a time where you're really excited about something. And I remember going to the gym like I do most mornings and I had a really good workout and my trainer like kicked my ass and I had my protein shake when I left. I got in my car, I drove to my office, walked up the stairs all bubbly, like big smile on my face, we're gonna have a great day. And there stood three individuals. Donna, who was my personal assistant, Darren, who was my sales manager, and Will, who was my marketing manager. And they looked like they'd seen a bloody ghost. And I said, what's going on? They said, have you heard the news? I said, I've not seen the news. They said, quick, in your office now. So I go in my office, I sit down on my big leather chair, my brown mahogany desk, and they said, the government have just made the announcement. I said, what, the announcement? They said, the announcement. And my head went into my hands. And I knew in that moment that this business was not scalable. It was not sustainable. And I was going to have to close the company down. The government had basically reduced, got rid of all of the energy assessment tariffs and incentives available to homeowners. It was no longer scalable or sustainable. Now, I couldn't just shut the business down overnight, but think about a time when you maybe lost a relationship or you lost a job or lost a promotion or something didn't go according to plan. You know that feeling you get in your belly of pure sickness? I just wanted the world to swallow me up. I was devastated. Now, I couldn't just shut the company. We had a window of opportunity. I couldn't just shut the company. I have to look after all the clients. But over 3 days, my office, which I was so proud of, 115 people, it went down to sub 10. It was like a ghost town. Bits of paper on the floor. The boards were all wiped off. And I'll be honest, And maybe you've been in a similar situation. I cried myself to sleep. I felt like I really let Holly down and my kids. I was devastated. I felt so low. I felt like such a failure. You ever been in a situation when you felt like a failure? It's not a nice feeling. Raise your hand if you've ever done the feel sorry for yourself syndrome. Yeah, okay. It doesn't work, by the way, yeah? It doesn't work. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the best I possibly can over the next few months. And I became a salesman for my own company. And one day, about 2 weeks later, the phone rings in the office. And it's a guy called Jay Munoz. And he says to the girl, he said, look, I've heard the news. You guys are the best in the business. Can you send someone round to do an energy assessment and look to install some renewable energy products? And the girl on the phone, she said, I've got just the man for you. Liam Ryan, the managing director, he can actually be with you today at 2 o'clock. He said, great, send him round. So I got the lead. I got dressed up. I was feeling awful, but I put on a brave face. I got in my car, raced down the A12, got to Colchester for just before 2 o'clock, got out my car, knocked on the door. The door opened, and there he stood, Mr. Munoz. Tanned, good-looking character, slick back hair, professional dude, muscles. Oh, he looks very nice, very presentable. And he invited me into his house and got me a glass of water, did the energy assessment. And then we started to connect and we started to talk. And he said he was a chartered civil engineer. And he's worked on some of the biggest builds in London, working for Skanska and ISG, the Walbrook, Heron Tower, worked alongside Alan Sugar. He started to tell me that he was a very detailed individual, loved engineering, you know, project management. He then said he absolutely loves spreadsheets, okay? Now, I know some of you here are spreadsheet type of people. I hate spreadsheets. Like, you're a spreadsheet person, right? He's like, oh man, I'm getting excited talking about spreadsheets. I just knew it's not my thing. And I knew in that moment, because Jay had cut his safety cord, he'd given up his six-figure salary because he was earning lots of money, but he had no time with his kids. He was traveling and commuting 3 hours a day. It wasn't the sort of life he wanted to live. And he'd actually became a professional property investor, done some amazing deals. But I could see that he'd hit a brick wall. He still had an employee mentality. So he was doing everything himself. He was spinning all the plates. He was actually working more hours than when he was in his corporate job. He was feeling more lonely than when he was in his corporate job. And I thought to myself, there's an opportunity here. And we started to talk and he was saying he was looking for a business partner and he started to tell me about property. And I said, Jay, what have we got to do to go to a next level? I said, I've done property, I've made some money, but I lost a lot of money. And we started to hang out and he took me around some of his HMOs and we went and had some lunches and we decided that we would start Assets for Life. And I said, what have we got to do, Jay? He said, we've got to get some mentors. We've got to get some advanced training. We've got to go to that next level. I said, how the bloody hell do we do that? He said, well, I'm part of the UK's largest property training company. He said, they run these big events in London. Go along and see what you think. And I was really skeptical. I was like, man, what? I've got to go to London, go to this event. How many people are going to be there? He said, I don't know, 300-400 people. I said, are they going to get me to hug people and kiss and clap and stand up and dance? He said, they might do, but keep an open mind. I said, all right. Now, in this transition, I just had a meeting with my accountants regarding Sprint Energy, and they hit me with the figure. They said, Liam, I'm afraid to tell you, but you've lost £392,000. And I was living on interest-only credit cards, run out of money, business bombed, and now I'm at this event in London thinking, what the hell am I doing here? Anyway, I go to this event, and at the start of the day, I'm pretty skeptical. I'm sitting there in the back row, my arms folded, thinking, what the bloody hell's all this? But I said, keep an open mind. And as the day progressed, I got more and more excited and I started to listen to the speakers and I thought, maybe there's an opportunity here. And as the day progressed, I moved closer and closer and closer to the front of the stage. By the end of the day, I'm at the front row. I'm loving this. And at the end of the day, they made this amazing opportunity to be mentored and go on advanced training. They revealed the price, £25,000. Now, in that moment, I just sank in my seat. And initially, I was like gutted. And I thought, but I really want to do this. But I don't have £25,000, but I really want to do this. And I thought, what the hell am I? And people started running to the back of the room. I was like, what the hell am I going to do? And I was in my seat and I literally, if you can imagine this, started to sweat. And I thought, in for a penny, in for a pound, do I do this? Do I not do it? And I said to myself, in for a penny, in for a pound. If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out with a bloody bang because I knew this was the right thing for me to do. And I got out my seat and I ran to the back of that room. I got out the cards. I said, look, I can put half down. And I thought, Jay's is going to have to just do the other half, yeah? And I got committed. And in that moment, I was crapping my pants. I thought, there's no way I'm telling Holly and the kids. No way, yeah? Because like, they'll just talk me out of it. And I got committed. And I was scared. However, I went on that advanced training, similar to what you're doing here today. I got a great mentor. We started the process of doing things the right way, using other people's money. Fast forward just 30 days later, I get my first deal, a high cash flowing property deal. Second month, I get my second deal. I get my first investor, Dave from Basildon, and I'll talk to you more about that in the next couple of days. By December 2015, just a few months in, I was sitting with Holly and my kids and my family on Christmas Day with the biggest smile on my face. I'd done three high cash flowing property deals that are going to generate me £45,000 a year. I'd raised joint venture funding and I knew I was back on track. Because here's the thing, everybody. You don't need many high cash flowing property deals to start generating £40,000, £50,000, £60,000 a year. And I needed £50,000 a year urgently to be able to feed the lifestyle, do all the things that we want to do. In January 2016, we then got our first land development deal. Me? Land development? I don't know how to change a bloody plug. And I'm there buying a land development deal using none of my own money. By the end of that first year, I was able to go and do 11 high cash flowing assets, a land development deal, and raise over £1 million in joint venture funding. Raise your hand if you're here to get these types of results. Yeah, raise your hand again if you want these types of results and it's gonna make you a happier person. Yeah, it's gonna get you back on track, right? So I wanna make this point. This is really important. There's really nothing special about me, guys. I'm just a normal Essex boy, but I love business, I love property, I love entrepreneurship, and I have developed a unique and very simple system that you can literally copy. I'm just so pleased that I didn't listen to the monkey on the shoulder and talk myself out of that decision. And sometimes in life, maybe you can agree, you've got to go backwards in order to go forwards.
You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator. Create more opportunity and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.